KNW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a GOP House hearing today focusing on the U.S. chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan more than 3 years ago, Secretary of State Antony Blinken testifying and pushing back, saying the Biden administration inherited the deal made by the outgoing Trump administration with the Taliban to withdraw. Blinken now heading to Turkey later this week after Syrian rebels toppled the Assad regime. ABC's Britt Klinik says working to keep the region from spiraling further.
The emphasis will be on a stable transition to try and calm fears in the region of a power vacuum and the lawlessness that may ensue. We heard from Blinken's team from the State Department saying that they will head there to reiterate the United States' support for an inclusive Syrian government.
Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth still meeting with senators on Capitol Hill. His latest talks with Senator Susan Collins today as he tries to shore up support before his confirmation hearings. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A man who police say faked his own death and then fled to Europe is now in custody. That's according to Vine, an online victim notification network. They say 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart was booked into the Green Lake County Jail just before 5 p.m. Tuesday. Borgwart was reported missing in August after a kayaking trip in Green Lake, prompting local, state, and federal officials to spend months looking for the man that they thought had drowned. In November, police announced they thought Borgwart faked his death to be with a woman in Uzbekistan. Borgwart later made a video proving he was alive and well. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office is holding a news conference on the topic today. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to the press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. Children's Wisconsin, including the location in the Fox Valley, has new policies for visitors starting today. Officials say the policy change is part of its viral season precautions. The updated policy will only allow visitors ages 12 and older. Only four people are allowed at the patient's bedside, except in the Fox Valley NICU, where only two people are allowed bedside. And each patient is limited to a fixed list of six approved visitors throughout their entire stay. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, a bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we've got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks earned a trip to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas by beating the Orlando Magic at home 114-109. The Bucks will face either the Knicks or the Hawks Saturday in the tournament. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's one week at a time.
At safety Zane Anderson with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Blustery and becoming cold. With crashing temperatures all throughout the day and scattered snow showers, accumulations should stay under an inch. But winds will whip up to 30 miles per hour, creating wind chills that'll feel more like 10 to 20 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowmen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, I'll be joined by Matt Rothschild. Are Americans paying more than ever for their health care? And Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg not yet ready to drop the Trump case because president-elect immunity does not exist. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. And it happens to be...
Where's the camel?
Where is the camel?
Come on, get out here.
Oh, jeez.
Pump day!
There we go.
Be careful of Santa's whip. It's you know.
Oh, it was gentle. It was just the right amount of force.
Okay, very good. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much to Trigvi Olson and to Pat Kreitlow for being here in hour number one. Looking ahead to the bottom of this hour, looking forward in equal anticipation to our friend, our colleague, one of the two hardest working people in civic media, in my opinion. Phil Nee in WRCL being one, the other being the great Chad Holmes of WXCO Radio in Wausau, Wisconsin. Here's a guy, Chad Holmes, who gets up, does a morning shift. He has a local talk show there in for 2 hours. And then he does other managerial things for a station up there, and then he goes out at night and he covers sometimes 5 games at once.
These two guys just can't quit.
No, they can't. It's a very talented guy. Chad's going to be along with us talking about a local issue in Wausau that, again, we hear these local issues across the state, but it's applicable to several of our communities around Wisconsin. And in Wausau, they're looking now, because of a lack of funding, primarily from lack of funding from the state, possibly, keyword possibly, closing 4 elementary schools in the Wausau School District. Chad will be along with us to discuss this and whatever else is. He'll give us a high school sports update as well. So Chad Holmes at the bottom of the hour. We have What's Worse coming up as well. And in just a moment here, going to be talking about some winning. Also, I'm going to try to sneak in a little news on the business of the NFL draft tour. Not in Green Bay, where the draft is happening, but in Eau Claire. How about that? All the way across the state, having an impact as well. So all that's coming up. It's going to be a big show and a big hour, I should say. And don't forget tomorrow at this time, hopefully, God willing, and knock on wood, I'll be on a plane. I'll be on a plane flying out to Seattle. We're going to do the show live from Seattle with Trigvi in anticipation for the Green Bay Packers taking on the Seahawks. Our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will check in. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a huge Packer fan, will check in, and many, many more surprises. Looking forward to that. And so our old friend, Matt Flynn, is going to be here in the guest host chair for 2 hours along with Zomers. Matt Flynn, of course, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a great author. He always brings it. He's going to bring the latest information, current events, his perspective as an attorney, and your phone calls as well. Matt Flynn, direct, the Todd Allball Show edition tomorrow from noon until 2. So looking forward to Matt being in tomorrow, and then we'll bring you the show live from Seattle. Somewhere in Seattle. We'll be sleepless in Seattle.
Well, you will be.
Yes. We're going to be, because the show out there starts at 10 in the morning.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad, no. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. But right now, Mr. Zomer, it's time once again for Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
An angel gets his wings.
All right.
That's right. That's right.
You know, this is the grown-up gift list, but you don't want to overdo a good thing, Zomers. We have to be diligent. We have to be, you know.
Fair enough.
All right, very good. Darlene Love, by the way, getting it done there. I mean, good gosh. The pipes, the gift of vocal talent with that woman. I mean, incredible. Darlene Love. Now, I'm very, very concerned about something. I'm very concerned because I have not yet given the word of the hour away, and there's a leak. There is a leak.
Well, there are other stations. It's probably a music station that somebody was listening to.
Oh, I see. But it's showing up on our thing?
Yeah, because anybody who texts in during our show, the text goes to us.
I see. Got it. Because I'm like, I am not giving the word out, and already it's appearing on the text to win contest. All right, here's how it goes, though. So first of all, you have to download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store. You understand? Either your iPhone or your Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. Click on that. Download less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. All right? Now you're set. Now you open the app. The first 11 stations are the news talkers across the state of Wisconsin. You click on one of those, whichever one is closest to you, your hometown station. If you don't have one, you can choose Waukesha, first one, Madison, the second one, whichever you want to do. And then you open it up. And on the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little like bubble icon, like in cartoons and whatnot. It says text. Text. Click on the text icon. It'll open it up, and now you're all set to go. Now I'm going to give you the word this hour. And then you type it in there exactly. Do not misspell it. And then hit send. And you'll be entered in. And by the way, Zomers, I'm not sure if I mentioned or not, happens to be a statewide contest.
It is. Thank you for mentioning.
Yes, it's a statewide contest. And so every hour we do this, you either get $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And hang on to your horses. This hour, we are giving away one of those beautiful overnight getaways to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Your significant other, maybe just you, you need a night away from whomever. Maybe you want to hook up with somebody. I don't. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. But this is an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Somebody this hour is going to win that. And then everybody who participates this hour will be entered in, and in less than 2 weeks, will draw eight randomly, the computer, eight grand prize winners will be chosen at random, and they'll have the grand prize. It'll be either a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snow blower, or a set of luggage. Those are the gifts that will the grand. And somebody asked, by the way, you'll get a bounce. For those that enter, some will at least get a bounce back message saying that we received your entry. And if you click on the webpage link, you'll earn an additional entry. So it will double your chances to win. Now, this is important because people say, well, how do we know if we won? Well, here you go. Contest winners, both hourly and the grand prize winners, will be contacted by Civic Media within 5 business days. So how about that? Which, of course, does not include the weekend.
Right, right. So you might not know right away.
Right, but you will know. All right, get your texting fingers ready. The word this hour is elf. Elf. Will Ferrell starred in the blockbuster hit Elf. E as in Edward. L. F as in Frank. Elf. Very simple. Somebody texted in iguana. No.
Yeah, Michael and Waukesha's been trying to guess it.
No, it's not iguana. But wouldn't that be funny if it were? But no, the word is elf. Elf. The word is elf. E-L-F. The word is elf. And again, don't goof around, because if you type something else, the computer chooses this. They don't want any funny business here at Civic Media. There's no funny business going on. And so we as humans do not choose the winner. The computer chooses the winners hourly and the grand prize randomly. And so in order for it to choose it, it must be spelled exactly as we give it to you. So type in on the Civic Media app right now, ELF. Text ELF to the Civic Media app. E-L-F, ELF. That is the word. Somebody's going to win this hour a beautiful overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Now, Zomers and I have been there. Oh, not together, but we were there at the Christmas party a couple years ago. And it was spectacular. There was an indoor and outdoor water park, but this time of year, you got the indoor water park, so you can sit there in a beautiful heated pool or jacuzzi or whatever. And then they've got a beautiful restaurant and bar. You can watch sports. You can enjoy some great food. You get up in the morning. That breakfast buffet thing, Zomers, that was out of this world. Everything you could pop, like made to order omelets. It was great. Phil D and I sat there. Matt Flynn and I and his lovely wife, Mary, had breakfast there as well.
Mary and Mount Horeb texted in saying Chula Vista and chill.
Chula Vista and chill. Yes, Mary. That's exactly right. If you win this, you could go to have some Chula Vista and chill. Throw some Netflix in if you want. So, now, somebody's getting goofy. And they typed in the word of the old NBC show, ELF. No, it's ELF. E-L-F. ELF. So there you go. Let's see. When Todd says statewide, it gets confusing. What? Well, why is it? Well, I know. I get it. All I'm doing, Tom, is doing what the attorneys tell me to do. And they stand out here because they don't think I'm going to do it. They're afraid of it. And so the attorneys tell me, I have to tell you this is a statewide contest. Don't ask me.
If you want more details, if you're wondering if you are eligible, if you go to civicmedia.us, the contest will show up right at the top banner, and you can click on that and find the terms and conditions.
And there is 25 pages of conditions. No, not really.
No, it's not that long.
But again, no one's told me, Zomers, that people outside of Wisconsin can't enter. I believe they can.
I am uncertain. I have not read the terms and conditions myself because, as I've said before, I'm not eligible.
Right. I would say enter, Tom. What are they going to do? You have Wisconsin roots. If you're listening to the program, here's the caveat. If you cannot use the gift, and who can't use $100? But this hour, for instance, if you can't use the overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, then don't enter. That's the only thing we ask.
Right.
Right. But if you can use it, then do it. ELF, E-L-F, is the word of the hour. Come back, have a little What's Worse for you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text ROCKY to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text ROCKY to 321-321. That's ROCKY to 321-321.
Christmas when we were growing up was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up after the bottom of the hour break, the great Chad Holmes from WXCO in Wausau. Great station. Chad talking about this very serious issue of the Wausau School District having some tough decisions to make in terms of will it keep elementary schools open? Could be four. That they have to close, and how does this relate to other districts around the state? Also get Chad's take on high school sports and other matters of Central Wisconsin. It's always a pleasure to talk to our colleague Chad Holmes. We are right smack dab in the Text to Win contest. The word this hour to enter is ELF, E-L-F, on the Civic Media app. ELF. Somebody this hour is going to win a beautiful getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then everybody gets entered in for the grand prize, the wonderful 8 grand prizes coming up in a couple of weeks. And the short answer is just enter. We've read the rules. It says you have to be a legal resident of Wisconsin, but come on, who's checking? I mean, look, we talk about all this, we talk about all the time on our shows. You know, we don't think that we should be showing your papers, you know, for residency or for citizenship and all that. So, I mean, what are you going to do if you win $100? We're not going to come to your house and say, show us your birth certificate.
Tune in on Friday when we find out if the Todd Albaugh show has been canceled.
Somebody said, if you win, if you're out of state, I'll give you my address. Maybe. If you're single. Here's some serious breaking news, by the way. Well, if you're a sports fan, this is big news. According to Channel 3000, the CBS affiliate here in Madison, Badger quarterback Braden Locke enters the transfer portal after saying like a week ago that he planned on being around next year. So now you got quarterback number one, Tyler Van Dyke, portal. Braden Locke, quarterback number two, portal. It's going to be a very different year for the Wisconsin Badgers next year in football, certainly. So we shall see. We have so many things to do here. Let's, Mr. Zobbers, let's get right to it. Let's do the old what's worse. Here we go. Yes. Time once again for What's Worse, your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio and around the world on the Civic Media app. I can guarantee you, as we say back home, not guarantee, I can guarantee you, you don't have to be a Wisconsin resident to enter this bit.
You also won't win anything.
He will not win anything either. Zomers is absolutely... Now, this is a great question, especially for those of us who travel. I'm traveling out to Seattle tomorrow. So as Mike Lucas is fond of saying, timely, timely indeed. What's worse, a hard bed or a soft bed? What's worse, a hard bed or a soft bed? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us if you would like on the Civic Media app. You can text ELF, first of all, to enter the contest. The word ELF, E-L-F. And then you can also text us, what's worse, a hard bed or a soft bed? Now, I guess this could be at home or when you visit relatives. This time of year, a lot of people traveling to grandma and grandpa's house, aunts, uncles, whatever. But what's worse, a hard bed or a soft bed? And of course, when we go to hotels, a lot of people have a lot of feelings about the Zomers.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I have feelings
about it.
He
apparently is not one of them.
No, I do.
But a lot of people do have feelings.
I do. I can share my feelings.
Let's see. Tony Zimmerman watching on YouTube. What has Tony got here? He says, a firm mattress is better for my back, but a soft bed can be so comfortable. Well, there you go. That's, you know.
Yeah, I think a soft bed is worse personally because, like Tony said, I need the support for my spine, you know. I need that firm mattress. And I would rather lay on the floor than sleep in like a fluffy pillow that just you sink in weird spots all over your body. And then you wake up and it hurts.
Right. I'm laughing because, and I shouldn't be laughing about this, but my mind just keeps going back to the accused. Oh, let's see. Tony Zimmerman. How important are spines really? Well, thank you, Tony, because this gets to why I'm amused by this, and I shouldn't be, I understand, but the accused murderer in the United Healthcare case out
there, Luigi
Mangione. Now, the reports are that the poor guy had a spinal fusion surgery on his lower back, and apparently he claimed he was not able to have full-on sex, and this depressed him and is part of the reason that he targeted this. I'm not making this up.
It may be part of the reason.
So if you're Luigi Mangione, what do you want? A hard bed or a soft bed?
I imagine you would need a hard bed to, you know, provide the support.
I'm sure you would. Tom in WGBW in Green Bay says a hard bed is worst. Also, Steve in Milwaukee, listening down there on WAUK, says a soft bed wrecks my back something fierce. See, I told you, people have some really strong feelings on this, depending upon how your back is built. Llama, listening on WMDX in Madison, says a hard bed is worse unless you Netflix and chill. So you want a soft bed when you Netflix and chill?
I don't know.
That's a whole nother what's worse. That gets into the whole grown-up gift list thing.
Yeah, that gets into a maybe off-air conversation.
Right. That's a Pete Schwab and Nightlight conversation.
Yes, there we go.
After dark. Let's see here. WCFW, the tap up in Eau Claire. This is a listener, Travis. Thank you, Travis, for your listenership in the Chippewa Valley. A soft bed is much worse. All right. Tom... Oh, look at Tom
in LA.
Tom in LA says therapeutic. I like it hard.
Tempur-Pedic.
Oh, Tempur-Pedic. I like it hard. Don't we all? Now that brings up a whole other thing. Now my sister and her family, they've got these number beds,
sleep number. Yeah.
Yes, so you can have it both ways. You can have it hard and soft.
Honestly, if you share a bed with somebody and they don't have the same requirements as you, getting something like that or a mattress with two different sides or just sleeping in separate beds, if you can deal with that, is probably the way to go.
I don't like a super hard bed. I'll leave it at that. Come on back. We'll bring some actual news to the show. We have Chad Holmes talking about what's happening at in Wausau up at WXTO. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he'd be willing to veto the state budget if it includes a return-to-work policy for state employees. Remote work soared during the COVID-19 pandemic, with workers unable to gather in an office for safety reasons. And it's stuck around as an option for convenience and improved work-life balance. Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to require state employees to work in person multiple days per week. Governor Evers says remote work especially benefits employees from rural communities. Crashing temperatures take aim today. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with tips on how to handle this cold front.
Dangerous wind chills are creeping into the state tonight. Prepare to keep warm. Dress in layers to avoid sweating in these conditions. That can lead to hypothermia rapidly. And always cover exposed skin, as frostbite can occur within 30 minutes when it's this cold outside. Winds are expected to gain speed and gust up to 40 miles per hour, dragging in an Arctic air mass, plummeting temperatures that will bottom out sub-zero. And paired with those winds, it'll really be feeling closer to 20 below.
The Green Bay Area Public Schools District has released what it calls the Portrait of a Graduate. Starting in July, the district sought input from students, staff, families, and community members. That input was turned into a vision of what a Green Bay grad should look like. It identifies five key categories of skills, traits, and characteristics a student should possess before graduation. To learn more about the Portrait of a Graduate, see our story at WGBW.fm. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Blustery and becoming cold, with crashing temperatures all throughout the day and scattered snow showers, accumulations should stay under an inch. But winds will whip up to 30 miles per hour, creating wind chills that'll feel more like 10 to 20 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar before talking about giving back for the holidays with Major Beverly Bates from the Salvation Army Christmas Family Feast.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show of the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, December 11th. Zommer's on the board. Some breaking news at this hour, important to get to here before we get to Mr. Holmes. According to CNN and multiple sources, FBI Director Christopher Wray will resign at the end of the Biden administration, according to a statement from the FBI moments ago. President-elect Donald Trump has announced that he will nominate Kashmir Patel for the role. And, of course, it was Trump who nominated Chris Wray in that position, but already indicated that he does not want to continue that. Trump has based his actions to replace Wray in part on Chris Wray approving the raid on Mar-a-Lago to take possession of those sensitive and top secret documents that Trump had held in his bathroom off the ballroom at Mar-a-Lago. Again, breaking news, FBI Director Chris Wray will resign at the end of the Biden administration. According to the FBI, Donald Trump has nominated Kash Patel for the role. Civic Media and our national affiliates will continue to be on this as well, so stay tuned for updates there. We are also right in the middle of our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. Somebody this hour is going to win an overnight stay at the beautiful resort in Wisconsin.
Chula Vista. Chula Vista.
I'm sorry. I'm doing three things at once, you understand? I'm no Chad Holmes, all right? It's the Chula Vista Resort, of which Chad has been to, by the way. Let's bring him on right now. He is the host of the wonderful Chad Holmes Show from 8 until 10 on WXCO in Wausau. If you don't live there, have no fear. Download the aforesaid Civic Media app. You can listen to him via the app for free on WXCO. He is one of the two hardest working people in Civic Media, along with Phil Nee. He hosts his own show. He gets up in the morning, and then at night, just for fun, he calls three or four high school events. Chad, how are you?
Well, I was doing better until you gave me that breaking news. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I know, right? It comes fast and furious sometimes.
Cash Patel is on his way.
He's on his way. Well, look, we appreciate you joining us, but you were there, I think, for the holiday party up there at beautiful Chula Vista. It's a great place.
Yeah, and actually, I had a few of the Chula Vista certificates given to me to give away on my show, and gave away a few of those. And everybody that's gone has reported back to us how wonderful it was in terms of the experience there. So it really is a cool prize, and I think that the folks that win them will truly enjoy it, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. You could be on your way to beautiful Chula Vista. All you have to do is text in the word ELF, E as in Edward, L, F as in Frank, ELF. Text ELF right now to the Civic Media app. Also, the other question we are doing, Chad, are what's worse, a hard bed or a soft bed? What's worse?
I think a soft bed.
Yeah.
I prefer a firm bed.
Yeah.
I think that there's more trouble that could be had with a soft bed than a hard bed. And holy cow.
Can you hear me? God,
I hear you now.
I'm not sure.
I thought we might go here for a moment.
The lawyers have taken me off the air. The civic media attorneys have said, no way. Todd's messing up the contest. And for those watching on the stream, my camera has gone down.
It was so interesting. I was, it just went away, and I thought, uh-oh. I'm for the afternoon edition.
All right, it's the Chad Holmes Show afternoon edition from now on.
I've gone statewide.
God love you. Anytime. Well, I'm not sure. I'm glad people can see you. At least they can hear me. Zommer is, of course, doing yeoman's work. He's on top of this.
Populated voice now.
Right. I'm just. I don't know. I'm a spirit walking the earth with no body. All right. Well, let's get to more serious things, Chad. On your program, again, 8 until 10. And what I love about this, and one of the many things I love about Civic Media, is that I believe that the most important work is being done in places like WXCO in Wausau, WRCO in Richland Center, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, where you all are on top of this. You're part of the community, and you bring this these important information facts to the local community. And one of the things that Tony Zimmerman sent out today was from the Wausonian, And this story on the Wausau School District on Monday night heard the details of a plan to close 4 elementary schools. The plan would decommission 3 schools and repurpose a 4th, and the board could act on that plan, they say, as soon as this month. Can you give us some of the details of this, Chad? Because I think it's important not just for people in the WXCO listening area, but again, as we have so many districts now who are underfunded by state funds, more and more districts are having to go to local referenda. Explain what's happening in Wausau, please.
Yeah, it's actually part of a larger process that's gone on for the last couple of years. It started off with some of the discussions about merging the two high schools. We have Wausau West and Wausau East high schools, mm-hmm. and in terms of trying to talk about some lower enrollment numbers, obviously some financial numbers that don't add up, the thought was going to merge the two high schools and also lead to some changes involved with the middle school and the junior high schools here in Wausau. And they went through a process that went very quickly. And I think the process was a main factor that was led to some of the problems. And ultimately, initially, the school board voted to merge East and West. And by next fall, we would have been back to a Wausau High School, which was the case until about 1971. Mm-hmm. But then there was a lot of backlash, and it really did get pushed from the community at large. The board came back. They voted again after a month or two and said, no, we're not going to do that. We've mm-hmm. gone back to the Wausau East, Wausau West high schools. The junior high schools and the middle schools will remain the same as well. At this point, then they started to look at the elementary schools. And there is some major differences this process. And I remember this story basically was coming to heating up, as I started the show and we started Civic Media. And one of the things I talked about often was the process. So you have to have a good process to make it work. The process has been much better this time around. They had an elementary task force that's met, I believe, 9 times over the last number of months, and had 45 members. It was split 15 people that are parents of school-age children, 15 residents of Wausau that do not have school-age children, and 15 staff members, teachers and staff members, part of this group. And they have been working on this. And I think one thing to also indicate is the top criterion. There was a list of 5 different criterion. Mm-hmm. The top criterion, fiscal responsibility. And right. Sometimes I think that obviously the fiscal aspect is vitally important, but at the same time, I do think that sometimes if it's just about fiscal responsibility, that's not a great thing either. But nevertheless, this group has come together and they released this week their ideas. Mm-hmm. And the underline, it's not a case where this is a done deal at this point, but it does feel like there is a momentum about it. And you mentioned right. the fact that 4 of the elementary schools would be closing up. One thing I would note as well, though, that I mentioned this on the show yesterday, actually. I drive past one of the schools every day, basically, mm-hmm. Grant Elementary. And I've often thought it's a very cool looking school, but it's also a very old school. Sure. And one of the ideas is that some of these schools, frankly, are just really past their prime, and there would have to be some significant either renovations or new building. So it's completely understandable, the fiscal aspect. But the idea is that there would be roughly 25-30% of the school population, elementary school students in the Wausau School District, would have to change attendance areas with this.
Right.
And there's a lot to get into.
I'm really
on a monologue here. But
no, I appreciate it.
There is, I think there's a lot of good ideas here. I do mm-hmm. think that I like the way the process has gone. I don't have all the information yet. I've reached out to the school board president, Jim Boucher, who's been on my program a number of times. And he said, well, wait till the end of the week. This is all, want to get some response from members of the board mm-hmm. and members of the school administration, and then come and talk about it and talk about the next steps. But I do think there's a lot of positivity here, because ultimately, from what I have been able to gather, that the status quo is not an option. There's an interesting stat I saw in one of the stories. There's 1,100 empty desks right now within the Wausau School District in the elementary school area, and that number is going to grow. So the idea that some sort of consolidation is important, I think, is one that can be proven to the folks in Wausau. And that, of course, that's where it comes down to. There's where the problem was with the high school consolidation plan, where I don't think they got the people involved early enough and in a way that felt like they were part of the process.
Right.
But I do see some of the numbers, and I do like the fact of the makeup of this task force that gave these recommendations. So I think there's a lot of positives, though I'm not willing at this point to say, hey, I'm all for it or I'm against it at this point. But I do think there's a lot of positives in the way that this has been done compared to maybe what happened a couple of years ago.
I know, Chad, you just laid out very well the importance of civic media and our mission in each of these individual stations and as a network and being a statewide network. Because a story like this, taken, you know, quickly with journalists under tight deadlines statewide, could say, oh, look, you know, Wausau could close four schools. And a lot of hyperbole gets thrown out there. You just laid out where, look, part of it might be the fact that Republicans haven't fully funded 2/3 of state funding for local school districts. But also there are changing demographics. And to your point also that, you know, maybe some of these buildings, maybe it is a greater tax burden to repair some of these buildings than it is to simply shut them down. Could that be a burden on local families? Yeah, it could. But these are more nuanced, detailed, factual things that takes a reporter, a journalist like yourself, being there and understanding this in the community. And I appreciate you taking time to lay this out. Tony off the YouTube channel has a question for us there. And it says, in a few years, the population of Wausau grows.
If in a few years.
Oh, if in a few years the population of Wausau grows, will they be in a really tough situation? Is the lower enrollment now a temporary situation? Again, Chad, you're a native up there. What are the trends you're seeing?
Well, as part of this study, as it shows that there are 1,100 empty desks spread throughout the 13 Wausau elementary schools right now, their projections actually have that number growing to about 1,300 by the year 2027. So that has actually been part of the discussions, that the trends are that it's not going to be a case where some of those desks are going to be filled in the next few years. Actually, some of those desks are going to be further emptied in the next couple of years. I do think that the future trends are something that have definitely been looked at by this task force.
Yeah. Gonna have you come back much sooner. It's been way too long to continue to talk about this. You have about 1.5 minutes left. Give us a quick what's hot in the high school sports world in central Wisconsin.
Something last night, we had a wonderful experience last night. I was over at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Stevens Point is the number one ranked hockey team in the state right now. They came and played Wausau West, and these have been the two best teams in the Wisconsin Valley Conference for many years. It's early in the season. It's a Tuesday night. It's December, and that place was packed to the gills. Wow. I mean, it was like every seat was filled. They were standing room around the boards. It was such an energy. And it comes down to, and I was talking about this earlier this morning, we love the Pack. We love the Badgers. We love the professional college teams in our state. But boy, when you have an opportunity to be with folks from our communities, people from Stevens Point came down to Interstate 39 to be there, to see everybody for this kind of matchup, to have that energy, to have just, and then a wonderful game, a 4-3 game that went right down to the wire. I just think that sometimes we get focused on the bigness aspect of it as opposed to the micro here where we have a high school matchup. But I think same thing with what we do. We focus on our communities, and I thought it was a great night for the community.
Amen. I appreciate it. Well said. It's part of what makes Wisconsin great. It's what brings us together, our public schools, our communities. Chad Holmes, you can listen to him every morning from 8 until 10 on WXCO and on the Civic Media app, and you can catch him around the state doing a great job in high school sports. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate you.
Thank you too, Todd.
Always a pleasure. Come on back. We'll wrap up the show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of the great stations across the statewide Civic Media Radio Network that you're listening to. A little sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who will be on the show on Friday as we're going to do the show live in beautiful Seattle, ahead of the Seahawks-Packers game. Trigvi Olsen and myself, Mike Clemens, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and a cast of thousands. Well, at least a couple. Looking forward to that. Weather update as well. And then coming up after that, next hour, Maggie Dawn, the award-winning Maggie Dawn show every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by the Dom Salvia show, which will be your next chance to win in the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Dom will have a keyword for you. I believe Dom's word is stallion. No, I'm not sure. And then Pete Schwabe from 6 until 8, great program, Nightlight. Rick Smith Across America at 8, and then our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. I was driving around last night and listened to Native Roots. It's just a great program.
It is. It
makes me smile. Because Robert uses a lot of Native American Ho-Chunk expressions, which always makes me smile and laugh a little bit. And he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he always has a wonderful, important point. And I always learn something about Native American life, about history, about how it affects true Wisconsinites, the people who are here first. So give it a listen tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Your last chance to win, a little over 6.5 minutes. Now you're thinking to yourself, I'm tired. I'm cold. I could use a break. But, you know, bills are piling up. Christmas is on its way. I can't do anything nice for myself. Here you go. I got you. Pick up your phone right now. Help a child. No, pick up the phone. Help yourself. And on the Apple or iPhone or the Android device, download the Civic Media app. Text the word ELF, E-L-F, ELF, right now. And you, somebody this hour, clock strikes 2 o'clock, and somebody this hour is going to win an overnight, all expense paid getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And you know what? They have a hot tub there. And they have an indoor heated pool. This is the gift you've been wanting to give yourself, but you didn't think you could. And it doesn't cost you a dime to enter. Text right now the word ELF, E-L-F. And you could be that person sitting in a hot tub at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. And by the way, everybody who enters is going to be eligible for one of our 8 grand prizes at the end of next week. A robot vacuum, Rosie the Robot, or whatever you want to name them. Humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, and a luggage set. Two sets of luggage. So all those great prizes. Text ELF, E-L-F, right now to the Civic Media app. What else? So tomorrow, Todd's getting on a plane and flying out there to Seattle. Matt Flynn will be in. That's right. A full 2 hours of Matt Flynn with Zommers. Matt will take your calls tomorrow, as he always does. It'll be a great show. We'll also have more Text to Win contests tomorrow with Matt and with Zommers. Looking forward to that. Then we'll be with you live from Seattle on Friday. So you're holding down the fort tomorrow, Zommers, with Matt Flynn.
Indeed, yeah. He'll be in Racine at Radio Park.
At Radio City Rocket Hall Park.
Sure.
No, it's just Radio Park. Where all the action happens, as they say.
Yeah, you know, civic media, ever-changing, ever-evolving.
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. What else we got here very quickly? Before you go, just released Wisconsin football. By the way, the breaking news earlier this hour, Braden Locke, starting quarterback for the Badgers this year, has entered the transfer portal, along with Tyler Van Dyke, who was QB number one, tore an ACL. Braden Locke moved up, I think less than a week ago. The press said, do you plan on being back? And he said, yes. Luke Fickell, head coach, hired a new offensive coordinator, Grime, from Kansas. And now both the starting QBs in the transfer portal. But they've just released the new football schedule. Here, before we go, here is your 2025 schedule for the Wisconsin Badger football team. Open at home on August 30th against Miami of Ohio. September 6th at home against Middle Tennessee. Go on the road on September 13th to Alabama, as Keith Jackson used to say, Alabama. At home against Maryland. Then to Michigan on October 4th, at home against Iowa, at home against Ohio State, then at Oregon, at home against Washington, to Indiana, at home against the Berts of Illinois, the Brett Bielemas of Illinois. And we can't make – Bielema's doing a better job at Illinois than Fickell is at Wisconsin, so I can't make fun of him anymore. And then go to the Flexters, the PJ Flexters, the Minnesota Golden Gophers on November 29th. That is a tough, tough schedule. And as it sits right now, there is no starting quarterback for the Badgers. What's the betting line on how long Fickell lasts next year?
I imagine a lot of people are going to make some money on that.
Probably will. All right, great show. Appreciate everybody being here. Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olson, Chad Holmes, Aaron Zommers doing a great job to get us back on the air. Tony Zimmerman, thanks for all the help today getting the segments for the show and the ideas. Appreciate you and all of you for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Matt Flynn in tomorrow. We'll see you live Friday from Seattle. Take care.
Keep banging on and your day will
from De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Tomorrow morning, Johnny and I will be broadcasting live from Simple Life Hospitality's Field of Dreams Party House at 1167 Shadow Lane. Stop by between 6 and 9 and learn how you can rent your house out for the draft. Join us.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Ray to resign. I'm Michelle Franzen. FBI Director Christopher Ray, during an internal town hall, telling employees he is resigning at the end of the current administration. Ray was appointed by Donald Trump during his first presidency and remained in the role when President Biden took office. President-elect Trump has vowed to fire Ray if he was elected. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
While the FBI director still has 3 years left on his 10-year term, Christopher Ray's decision to step down upon Donald Trump's swearing in has been widely expected, especially given the president-elect's announcement that he's already chosen Ray's replacement. Ray's impending resignation is necessary for the Senate to consider Kash Patel, who's been working the halls on Capitol Hill to earn senators' support.
Sources with knowledge of Ray's remarks says he told employees he did not want to be a distraction to the important issues facing the country. Again, FBI Director Christopher Ray announcing he will resign in January. This is ABC News.